This is MSO NewsSports.com.
All right, we are back. I think we're back. Is my mic on? There we go. It's always good to push the right buttons here. We're back with Manchester Essex football coach Jeff Hutton. Coach, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Very, very well. Very well. I know it gets a little tiring this time of year. Do you find yourself, this is probably a loaded question to ask you a football coach, do you find yourself it's a little bit harder sometimes now at this time of year with the darkness and so on to keep the energy level up?
Well, we're lucky because we have lights on our practice field, which just happens to be our game field, so it's not an issue whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because we've been winning, we've won three in a row, we've got some excitement, some enthusiasm, I think our kids want more. They want another week. They want more games. We're finally hitting a good stride right here. So it hasn't been an issue. I remember in Beverly we had a couple of years where we were down, and you got to find ways to kind of make this stretch a little more exciting, but mm-hmm. Right now I think we're doing pretty good.
You're damn right. Well, let's talk about some of the excitement, because you know what? I'm looking at the Keepan League overall standings, and I don't know how, really how to decipher them except, within the league. But, for the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, what is it, 10 schools or 11 schools? 1, 2,
yeah,
3.
I think there's 11.
11 schools. You guys are third overall in scoring, and, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think we've finally been able to, we got some of the guys that were a little banged up earlier, and we get some guys back, and I think we've been playing some really good defense lately, and that kind of helps, all that excitement carries over to offense, and we've been getting a lot of short fields. I think, we were just watching a film with the kids today from our Lynn Tech game. Our offense must have started inside our own 50 probably four or five times in that game, and when you have a short porch, you have a much greater chance to score. So it was just really good. I think we've been much better. They go hand in hand anyway. So I think once our defense started playing a lot better, everything kind of took off.
How much has it meant to play schools that are bigger and with more depth and arguably more talent overall? How important has that been for your kids now that they're playing, someone more or less your own size, and you guys are wailing on people? So, what's that all mean?
Well, I think you got to look at it as a double-edged sword. It definitely makes you battle-tested because you see some of the, Amesbury, they're one of the bigger schools in the Cape Ann Small. They're two divisions higher than us. All the other schools are one division higher. And even though, school population-wise, Ipswich is pretty close, I think they have maybe 40 or 50 more boys than we got.
Mm-hmm.
But they had 50-some kids in their program, and we had 24, that's our job, obviously, to get those numbers up. But, I think that kind of was a factor. You're battle-tested, but we also went 0-4 in the league. We had some injuries, not to say a huge excuse, but when, you got 60 kids, you're top 15, you have a better chance of putting together a competitive 15 when you're looking at 25. Now your 15s are a little smaller than the 15 that someone's got 65, 70 kids.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coach, we'll get back to the football talk in a minute, but this time of year, kids, seniors especially, are looking forward to next year. Some of them are getting senioritis. You got to keep them focused, but are you also, I'm sure you've counseled some kids into what they might be doing next year, and, obviously they're probably not going to be playing, at Alabama, but they are going to be going on to schools, and so it must be, where you're in the building, it must be kind of fun to advise these kids.
Yeah, well, I'm actually not teaching there.
Right.
I have a guy on my staff that is, but I've always, the good thing is every one of the guys that are on my staff had played college sports. Most of us are played college football. Myself and one of my other coaches, we were teammates at BU. Pat Orlando played at UMass Dartmouth. We got another coach, Anthony Nardella, played lacrosse at Western New England, and another coach, Coach BJ Weed, he played baseball in college. So we've all had that experience, all went through that recruiting process. So they can ask any one of us. We had a former player of mine, George Callis, he just graduated from UNH, so every one of us have been there, done that. So I think, they can ask any one of us at any time to kind of, okay, what should I do? This coach is asking me this. Should I call this guy? We always tell the parents, it's not my job to tell these kids what level they can play at. That's the coaches at that next level to figure out if they fit. Usually it's a fit. You know, how well do they fit with their program? What type of athlete are they looking for? But once the coach is interested, I'll do everything I possibly can to get them in there. You know, I mean, that's an easy part for me to do.
What's a good story? This is gonna throw. I'm gonna throw a curveball at you, Jeff. Okay.
All right.
What's a good story? A non-football story that you might have involving one of your kids. No names or anything like that, but maybe a kid who's come to you said, you know, this is great or this sucks or whatever it might be. But something that's maybe non-football from one of your football players that you say, okay, this is what education's all about. And I know you're not teaching in the building, but you are a teacher. So, you know, something that relates to education and football, but maybe not on the field itself. You know what I'm trying to ask you?
Completely. We have a kid on our team who he'll admit to it. He knows he's not. He plays football because he loves hanging out with everybody, and you know he likes being there. And he's into robotics. So he's like on the robotics team at the school, so he's really smart. And he's really into him and his family have gotten into smoking meat, right? So he comes in and tells us every day, like, oh, we're going to get a batch of this going this weekend. Do you want to try some? So he's brought us like pulled pork. So he's going to bring us some like smoked sausage before the end of the season. So,
all right.
I mean, that's what happens though. You get so many different kids from so many different backgrounds to play this sport. You know, you don't always have the kid that's playing it because he wants to go to college and play it. He just likes being there. He likes the sport. You know, he's into it, but you know, then he always asks, you know, silly questions. He's a guy that when things seem to be getting a little down or a little too serious, he always asks that crazy question that reminds you, like, you know what? This is just a kid's game.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's great.
That's one of the best parts about this sport. You always have guys, you know, one or two guys that are like that, just remind you while you're doing it.
Well, you guys going to set a new tradition for the spaghetti dinner, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll have them come back next year.
There you go. No, you know, and the other thing is, we sat in the stands in Marblehead the other night, second week in a row. And the first week, we were on the Gloucester side.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's hard for me to stay in the stands as an educator. And, you know, following sports and trying to promote the good that coaches and kids do and listen to what parents say sometimes in the stands. And it's so, if they only knew what you knew and what you see every single day, because you're with these kids, you know, sometimes six hours a day and under very, very trying circumstances. And overall, I'm sure that you've got so many more good stories than actually play out on the field.
Oh, of course. And, you know, obviously, you know, they're always going to be looking out for their interest, their own kid, and they're always going to see it through that tunnel vision. But, you know, we explain to them that you are trusting us with your son or daughter, and you got to realize that, you know, we want what's best for them. You know, we're going to coach them aggressively, but we're going to care for them. We want them to be successful, you know, and we want to make them better people, more importantly than better football players. So.
All right, Coach, take us through the wins now. 45 points, 33 points, and 40 points the last 3 weeks. Give me a couple of highlights.
Well, I have to turn it over to the defense. I mean, Friday night we had 5 turnovers, 3 picks, and 2 fumble recoveries. You know, three of those picks set us up inside their territory. We scored on 2 of them. The last one, we came up a yard short. We just picked the ball off right before the half, returned it to the 24-yard line. We threw a reverse pass, and the kid got tackled on the 1-yard line with no time left on the clock. So we could have converted that one, too. But then same thing, Madison Park, we had a couple big stops on defense to give us short porches, and then same thing at Marion. The defense has done a great job these last couple weeks to put us in good position, and we just feed off that energy. You know, it's the same kids playing offense and defense, so a kid makes a big stop on D, they carry it over, they want to make a big block or a big run or a big catch, so.
I got to ask you again, you know, you the skilled position players get all the names in the papers. Give me a couple of kids who've worked hard and you've seen them on the films, you've seen them on the field, and they're doing pretty good that maybe you could pick out, maybe you haven't mentioned before.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, like, you know, we have a lot of our line that are going both ways. You know, obviously one of our captains, Andrew Henzopoulos, you've heard him talk, I've talked about him multiple times. So he was our best D lineman for the first 2 weeks. 3 weeks, and then we moved him to linebacker because we had injuries and depth issues, and he's been our most consistent linebacker too. So he's just a football player. And, you know, we run a lot of our tosses and our sweeps to his side, and he's been an unbelievable job of being able to reach the guy so we can get to the edge faster. You know, he's really been solid in pass protection. Another guy is Jackson Rice. He's one of our guards. You know, he's come on. He's only a junior. He played, you know, he started as a sophomore, and he was always one of those kids who was a skill kid, you know, semi-fullback type player in, like, Pop Warner and through freshman, and we converted him to a guard. I'll be a little reluctant last year, but now he's, like, seeing the fruits of his labor, you know. He's having a good time. He's really, we run a ton right behind him, so he's helped us out tremendously. Cool. And we got another sophomore in Noah Rawson from Rockport. He's been, last year as a freshman, he started and played every down on offense and defense. It's just a big play.
Wow.
And, I think I have to mention Charlie McDowell. He was our center. You know, he didn't play much at all on JV last year, and he's actually been playing a lot on offense and defense. So we've got some young pieces in there.
Excellent. How's the sub-varsity going, and maybe your youth leagues? Because that stuff should be probably winding down about now, too.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, because of our numbers and injuries, we had to cancel our JV schedule this year. But our youth program, the 7th and 8th grade Junior Hornets, are two of the bigger groups that they've had in the last 3 or 4 years. So there's probably, I went to a couple of their games, I got to talk to the parents, sat down with the kids, and there's probably 10 or 11 kids that are definitely coming, you know, staying in Manchester, and at least 9 of them are committed to playing football. So I've got I got my work cut out for those other two that are they're on the fence right now.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Offer them some incentives, I guess. Some pulled pork, maybe. You know.
Yeah, there it is, man. You got it.
That's cool. Okay, Jeff. We'll probably talk to you before Thanksgiving, but you got Georgetown coming up, and so what's the plan? What's your practice plan for the next week or so?
Well, we'll give it. We watch film today because the game's still fresh in our heads. We'll give them a couple days off. We're gonna give them tomorrow and Wednesday off. You know, I know they're school quarters just started, so give them a chance to, you know, I don't know how much homework they're going to have in the first week of the new quarter, but it'd be nice to get some fresh legs out underneath of them, because, you know, it's three seasons, and nowadays it's the regular season, the playoffs, and then Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's true.
This is it, man. This is the last game. You know, this is for us to have a winning record. You know, there's a lot at stake here. Georgetown's 5-4. They got a chance for 6 wins. I don't know how long it's been since they've had that many wins, but I'm sure they're motivated. They played really hard. They had a big win against Essex Tech last week. So they've put together 5 wins just like we have. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a playoff team and we weren't. So we got a lot of challenges for us this week coming up.
Jeff, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Millville High School in Millville, New Jersey.
In New Jersey? Oh, that's right. You told me about that. Yeah. Now, did you guys do Thanksgiving games down there?
Oh, yeah. Well, the funny thing is, a little story for you. When I started coaching up here in Beverly in 2000, right?
Mm-hmm.
They bragged about how big their Thanksgiving Day game is with Salem.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we're one of the oldest in the state. We're this, we're that. And I was like, oh, that's great. Congratulations. But, you know, it's funny. My high school is like number 5 or number 6 in the nation for longest continuous rivalry.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, nothing. Like, when I was a junior in high school, that was my 100th game. I think that was in 94, 93 was my 100th game.
Wow.
For that rivalry against Vineland, New Jersey.
Wow.
And I think it was 98 or 99 was the 100th in Beverly.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
I got a couple years on them.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving around here, I know with high school Thanksgiving, it's just, you're right, it's a whole season in one day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It sure is.
It is, that's cool. So where's your game? Is it home? It's a home game.
It's home this year, yep.
Excellent. All right, Jeff, we're going to talk to you, I hope, before that and talk a little Thanksgiving football. But in the meantime, hey, listen, congratulations, and, you know, get that next win. You guys are over 500. That's super.
Hey, I'd be pretty excited to be finished 6-5, wouldn't it?
Way cool, way cool. All right, Jeff, thank you, and have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.